Hi, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Coffee Break. Doug with you again today. And hope this week is progressing just like you wanted it to. And I hope you're having an exciting time being able to work for others as if you were working for the Lord. Now, some of us are not working. Some of us are retired. Some of us maybe don't have to work for whatever the case may be. Just count your many blessings because the rest of us are here pushing it every day. So here we are. But I'm glad that you joined me this morning, and we're going to talk about one verse, and we're going to spend a little time on this one verse, and a lot of people don't think there's a lot of time to be spent on this one verse, but it is so full of wisdom, and so let's go ahead and take a look at it. It comes out of James chapter 4, and it's verse 12. There is only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? That's it. That's that one little verse that we're talking about today. So let's take a look at this. Let's break this down for a second. There's only one lawgiver, and there's only one judge, okay? He who is able to save and destroy. We'll stop there. First half of that verse, lots of information here. There is only one author of justice, only one who is above the law. And who is that? God himself. He alone has the right to modify or overrule the law. He is the lawgiver and the judge. Now, the word lawgiver is a noun that, from the best I can tell, is only used right here in the New Testament. God not only authored the law, he also administrates the law. That means he's also not just the executive, but he's also the judicial element. You know, we have the executive branch of our government and a judicial branch of our government. Well, God, he himself is in both seats, both the executive seat and the judicial seat of the divine government. He is king, and he institutes and declares his law. He is judge. In other words, he upholds and enforces the law. He is the one who's able to save and destroy. So think of it this way. There's one author of law. There's one judge over the law. But there's also one savior from the law's condemnation. All in one package, if you think about that. Jesus is the savior. Jesus is the one who came to this earth to live a sinless life and become our substitution for our sins, become the substitution to take the penalty of death because of our sins. And it's a free gift to us if we just believe, all right? If we believe he is faithful and just to save us from our sins. I mean, is he your savior today? Is he your Lord today? Have you surrendered to the Lord today? And have you made him Lord of your life as he cleansed you from all sin and unrighteousness? These are questions you have to ask yourself, okay? Because we have to face the judge. We have to face the lawgiver. And if we have not been cleansed by Jesus' blood, then the law demands death. So think about it, all right? There's one author of the law, one judge over the law, and one savior from the law's condemnation. Scripture tells us that Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. That's Jesus' words there. So there's only one way to salvation. There's only one way to God. You can't work your way there. You can't be good enough. It's only through the blood. It's only asking Jesus to save you and believing that he came to this earth, that he lived a sinless life, that he went to the cross. He died, and on the third day, he rose again. He died defeating death, hell, and the grave. That should make you feel pretty good. That there is Jesus who becomes the substitutionary sacrifice for our sins. Then James says, but you, who are you to judge your neighbor? And we kind of talked about this a little bit yesterday. Another one of James's rhetorical questions here. Having a humble attitude and having the correct actions are essential for spiritual growth. But James goes on to show how these qualities militate, it's probably the best word, against empty boasting. We can't be judges of our neighbor because there is what? At the beginning of this verse, only one judge, only one lawgiver, okay? And only one savior. So there's nothing, if you are a judge, there's nothing anybody can do to save themselves from your judgment because your laws are nothing in the idea and scheme of God's. Think on these things today, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining me. God bless. Bye-bye.